Welcome to Talk at 10. It's your weekday interview program on KRTS Marfa Public Radio. I'm Tom Michael, and I'm your host this episode. We've been talking quite a bit this week about the Ballroom Marfa opening, Autobody. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by its curator, Neville Wakefield, and executive director of Ballroom Marfa, Fairfax Dorn. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The show is up. It's ready to go. We spoke to filmmaker Meredith Danluck yesterday, and her film, which is entitled North of South, West of East, will be shown beginning at 6 o'clock. At 7, there'll be a performance by Mick Barr, metal guitarist Mick Barr. At 8:30, a community dinner at the Capri, including Mariachi Las Alteñas, and we spoke to them earlier this week, too. Also want to tell you about a new feature that Ballroom's been doing in the past, a exhibition walkthrough with the artists, and that is Saturday. Curator Neville Wakefield has had a storied career in fashion, art, and publishing. He's based in New York. For Autobody, featuring the work of Liz Cohen, Matthew Day Jackson, and Jonathan Shipper. Matthew Day Jackson has shown before at ballroom shows. Liz and Jonathan are new.
Correct. They are new. Liz and Jonathan and Matt. I mean, this all came about when Neville visited Marfa. I guess it was in May, right?
In May, yeah.
And when we were working on the show together and thinking about Meredith's film, which was sort of the centerpiece for the exhibition, and other pieces that could relate to it in a sort of more of a sculptural, create a sort of a sculptural environment around the film. And so Neville came up with his artists, because he's been involved with some of them. Right, Neville?
Yeah, I mean, Meredith's film is sort of the narrative centerpiece of the show,
right.
And so what we ended up doing was placing these sort of sculptures around it, some of which are more or less narrative. I mean, there's a wonderful piece by Jonathan Shipper that he's been making here with the help of
Carl
and Bird, I believe.
Exactly.
And it's narrative, but it's a sort of glacial narrative that takes place over the course of the whole show. It's basically two cars, I think, a Camaro and a Firebird, two 80s cars that are on this rig that slowly meshes them together.
The slow and inevitable death of American muscle.
Well, that's interesting. This came up yesterday when Meredith talked about how a car is an extension of ourselves. It might be more true in the 50s than it is today, or is it true today?
Well, I think, I mean, one of the interesting things for me, particularly as a European coming here, is to sort of witness the way that the American dream's been realized through auto culture. And in a way, coming here in particular, you see the carcasses and you see the legacy of that and in some ways how it's been abandoned. And so how this instrument of mobility, of actual transport, of social mobility, of aspiration has kind of fallen into disrepair. And I think the show, addresses that in some ways. I mean, actually Matt Jackson's piece is a perfect sort of addresses that quite directly. It's an engine that was built by the legendary engine builder Don Garlitz. It's a drag racing Hemi engine, but it's made entirely out of parts that are broken and don't work. So, on the outside it looks great, on the inside, not so good.
Well, let's take it a step back. Marfa's legacy in the automobile back before I-10, when Highway 90 was part of this route. We learned that Ballroom Marfa, the space itself there on Highway 90 on San Antonio Street, was once an auto body shop.
Yes, apparently, it was originally built as a dance hall in 1927, and shortly after that, I think, I'm not quite sure the exact time frame, but at least 5 years later, it became a car repair shop, auto body shop. show place. And it was that for the majority of his life. Because even when Virginia and I went into the building in 2002 and started looking at renovations, I mean, you could still smell the car remnants.
Still smell
of,
the oil.
Yeah, the oils. And there was also a car lift that was transformed into a table. I mean, there were still, I mean, all it was definitely a functioning car repair shop for a long time.
Some of those smells have been reintroduced.
They have. They have with Liz Cohen's piece. It's kind of amazing because that car actually works and will be sort of performed as well.
Yes, Liz,
in the space.
Liz is a functioning car. She actually drove it into the space. It has there's a performance aspect to it. It's based on a Trabant, which was the sort of most common car in the Eastern Bloc, mainly in East Germany. Notorious for, you know, being the most poorly built car around, and she's turned it into this hybrid. She's totally customized it with hydraulics and a Chevy engine, and so it transforms from this very dowdy sort of Eastern European thing into this hybrid, which is part Trabant and part El Camino.
A little bit pimped, this car.
Definitely pimped.
Auto Body is the name of the big ballroom Marfa show for fall. Liz Cohen, Matthew Day Jackson, Jonathan Shipper. In the North Gallery, that's the side along San Antonio Street, it's the film North of South, West of East, which will be running in continuous loop. Neville, you've the way you've used the space, are you using the courtyard at all?
Yes, Jonathan Shipper's pieces outside in the courtyard.
And the opening again tonight, there'll be a performance, Mick Barr, also the mariachi band Las Alteñas at the Capri with a dinner, which was a success last year at Fairfax, and you decided to bring it back at the Capri doing a dinner. Was there any nod to the community dinners of yore here in Marfa with the
Well, this will be our fourth community dinner that we've initiated, and yeah, it just seems to keep growing, and the need seems to be there in terms of like celebrating every, because we only have two major exhibitions a year, and so we just find it important to bring the community together in this way, and with performance and food, and we're very grateful to Krista and Adam of Food Shark for catering the dinner tonight. And grateful to have the mariachi band there. And also Mick Barr is someone that Neville has been following. And he's someone I think Neville should sort of talk about because he's a really interesting musician.
Yeah, Mick's very special. He's something of a sort of underground legend in New York. He's a metal guitarist, plays in various bands, including Ocrelim. And he's a kind of... classic shredding guitarist. Tonight he's going to play solo, which is really amazing to witness. He's obviously his language speaks to speed metal, but you know he's also very very classical. He's as it were the Glenn Gould of metal guitar.
He'll be performing tonight at 7, I believe, in the courtyard of
yes.
the ballroom Marfa.
Hopefully it won't rain.
No, well, hopefully it will rain and then it'll dry up.
Right, exactly, sorry.
Fairfax Dorn and Neville Wakefield here. Neville's curated the show. Your first trip to Marfa then was sounded like it was this spring.
It was this spring, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to get a report from New York City. You also have worked both in fashion and in art, high fashion. They seem like geometrically opposed. Do they actually overlap? I don't know, different directions, one more about commerce or maybe not.
Yes, I mean, I think traditionally there's been a sort of church and state separation between, as it were, disinterested art and interested fashion in terms of commercial aspiration and ambition and things like that. But I think less so nowadays, particularly as the art culture gets more commercialized and art's disseminated through you know, largely through art fairs and commercial practices, and less so through the kinds of space that Fairfax runs, which makes these kinds of spaces actually much more important now.
Speaking of art fairs, Mr. Wakefield has worked with London's Frieze Art Fair, also been an advisor at PS1 MoMA. But I had read you were also involved in this year's Venice Biennial. But isn't that this weekend?
No, that's been, fortunately.
No, Venice Biennial happened in early June.
In June, okay.
Are you talking about that? He did a film project for that.
I did a film project which actually is being shown in New York on this Saturday.
As part
of the Bring to the Light.
That's
Festival.
What I read.
That's what
it was like, over 100 artists doing advertisements.
Yeah, doing. I mean, actually, making works that speak to the culture of self-promotion and mm-hmm. commercialization, speaking the language of advertising. So, in some ways, it's, you know, that project addresses what you're talking about.
And you've obviously curated not just installation artists and others, but as we see here, filmmaker and artist Meredith Danluck. So you've worked with film again. You have a showing this weekend in New York City, but also here. Help us understand the genesis of this. Was North of South, West of East already in production, or did you help commission it?
Well, Meredith, it was a conversation that we had about 2 years ago. She had this idea for this project, and I think she always wanted to include Neville. And she had the idea of the film first, and then she brought in Neville, and then, you know, Neville came in, and then, curated, you know, the sculptures.
And so was the film was already conceived of.
Conceived. It wasn't necessarily, all figured out yet, but she was definitely in the process of creating the piece.
And the idea of the four, the simultaneously four walls, four channel, was already a part of it as well.
I believe, you know, I don't, two years ago, maybe not quite so much, but I think that over time, especially with the help of Matt Shattuck, that came about later.
Was there any technical considerations for installing that piece in the Ballroom Marfa? Do you have the projectors hanging from the ceiling? I haven't been over to the space.
So. Yes.
It's been a complex piece to install.
Very, very complex piece. As I think Meredith mentioned yesterday, we have the sound specialist, Chris, who's incredible, and Matt Shattuck, who's worked with Robert Wilson on different video projects. Everyone's that's on board on trying to make this happen. And Rob Crowley, and everyone's kind of been working tireless hours on making it work. I mean, what we're doing is of a scale which would typically happen in a major museum.
It's true, and the dedication of everyone working here has been fantastic.
I love Ballroom Marfa shows. It's always a race to the finish.
It's really so much fun.
Again, we're talking about Auto Body, curated by Neville Wakefield. We're joined in the studio also by Executive Director Fairfax Dorn, looking at the American automobile. Well, you mentioned a moment ago you're British-born, and so you look with an outsider's perspective as well. When did you come to the States?
I came here around 15 years ago and came to New York. And it was, I came to visit and never went back. So.
Well, there's no real car culture in New York City, right?
That's somewhat true, yeah. I think probably have to leave New York to find it. But, the dream permeates everything.
Mm-hmm. I know you've worked with artists such as Richard Prince, and he's worked with automobiles as well. Did you ever consider putting him into the show?
I've worked with Richard a lot, and he lived upstate, and so a lot of my introduction to car culture came through Richard and through having a place upstate very close to his. I'm a huge fan, of course, but I mean, I think in this instance, it was interesting to bring a different generation, a different perspective into play.
Mm-hmm. The pieces we're talking about were those molded bodies, those car pieces that Prince did.
He did a series of hoods and other kind of body parts that were bondoed onto pedestals, and he became quite well known for those.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Fairfax, on this show and the addition of both the metal guitars, Mick Barr, the mariachi band as well, and the walkthrough on Saturday afternoon at 2. What's important about that as a director of ballroom?
Well, what's, I mean, the obvious, which is giving audience an exposure to the artists who are here. So Liz Cohen will be here to show how her car works and to talk about her photographs which are in the room as well. Jonathan Shipper will be, there to present his piece, and Meredith as well to talk about her film. It gives transparency to the artist process and how the work came to be. And I feel like, in the past we've done this over, I mean, we try to do this.
Mm-hmm. Are all artists open to this? Do some artists say?
Some artists are not like totally keen to talk about their work, mm-hmm. which is fine. But most artists are, and it's just a casual conversation.
Isn't that your jobs to talk about their work?
Are you saying we're shirking our responsibility?
No, not at all saying that.
But we also have, in addition to the show, we will be implementing a film program, which Neville has put together.
Oh, really? Tell us about this film program.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a sort of adjunct to the show, yeah. And we're developing it at the moment. But it seems that there are so many. Obviously, film is where car culture has become most sort of embedded and best known. And it made sense to bring some of that to the show as well. So, I mean, one of the things we were thinking of showing was Crash, which is of course
David Cronenberg
film based on the J.G. Ballard novel. And where it's a film that as you know sort of describes the autoerotic aspect of
a double entendre on the autoerotic,
yeah,
the mingling of bodies. So that seems very germane to Jonathan's piece, where the crash is a kind of almost sexualized event.
Remember when that film came out, and it just was rather stunning to me. That there was such a group, whether or not fictionalized or not, but certainly the sexuality of automobiles has been apparent since they first rolled off the factory floor. Will this be Fairfax a drive-in production?
No.
Where will you show it then?
Hopefully the Crowley Theater.
Oh, okay. And when will this be slated?
Throughout the duration of the exhibition.
Oh, okay.
Because the exhibition closes January 29th. Yeah. So we have some time.
We're talking to Neville Wakefield and Fairfax Dorn about the ballroom opening Auto Body. Again, we were talking about your work with filmmakers. And in fact, one fellow who's spent some time here, known as a photographer as well, Larry Clark. He was here for Cinemarfa, and I know you've worked with him on projects too. So, auteur, recovering junkie, dirty old man, who is Larry Clark?
Good question.
Okay.
Actually, with the first visit in May was Larry was here. So,
yeah.
So that was an added bonus, an added pleasure. And I think Larry's all of those things.
He's all of those things.
Yes. All of those things and none of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, fantastic. Are there any other films that you might program in this series, or is that the one that came to mind?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few others that we're thinking of. There's a film that I was involved in with Matthew Barney called Hoist, which is also a kind of strange encounter with the drive shaft of a truck. We're thinking about other films like the cult film Rendezvous, which is a 20-minute short, all seen from the perspective of a car traveling through Paris. It's going to be a varied. Very program.
Is this a new Matthew Barney piece? You think of his classic work. Gosh, what was that? One of the Cray Masters, where he just had just gorgeous, sumptuous close-ups of a 1970s.
Oh, the Chrysler Imperials.
And the man who was shot to death.
Gary Gilmore.
Oh, why did I not?
Yeah,
think of
no,
that?
Actually, this one was made in Brazil, in Salvador, in Bahia. It was filmed a couple of years ago.
You know, one other thing, Neville, you had mentioned you're British-born, but not in London?
No, I was born on some very remote islands, off the southwest tip of England.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I grew up in Ireland with a population of around just under 2,000, which I think is the same as Marfa.
Yeah. You felt at home here.
Exactly.
That was my leading question there. How does the rural nature of Marfa feel? There you are, you've been in London, you've been in New York City, but it's somewhere in your psyche, there's this rural background.
I've got to say, it feels familiar, mm-hmm. happily so, mm-hmm. yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Neville Wakefield and Fairfax Dorn. The opening is Autobody. It's at 6 p.m. tonight, opening reception, 6 to 8. There'll be music and food, film and art. This is KRTS Marfa Public Radio.